Deep in the grove. The grove behind our back field takes up more space than what's on the map. It has some really big old trees. Trees as big around as a car with huge leaves and a stinky bitter fruit. Looks like bread made from feces and smells the same. A sour, musty smell that seems to cling to your clothes if you get too close. A creek runs through the grove. A pure, good water that is healing to drink. Always cool, never warm or cold. I used to spend hours following along the creek. Like I say, the grove is wider than a map admits. You can get lost in it. My sister used to find golden wine in little blue bottles, probably buried here 140 or so years ago. She never let me sample any, but said it was sweet and delicious. It got her drunk all that summer. It only took small amounts, and she found 6 bottles of it. I was warned not to go in there alone. Monsters would eat me, I was told. I was a little iffy on there being actual monsters in there. But one day, my sister led me to see the rotting remains of a dead dragon. It was a little bigger than a horse, with bat-like wings mostly eaten by bugs. Its torso was one mass of writhing maggots and it stank badly. Clouds of flies, a long curving neck but no head. Somebody had cut it off to keep as a trophy. Back then, a well-preserved dragon skull sold for as much as $3,000. I went back there with my cousin. We had shovels for weapons. We had the intent of getting a dragon bone or two and scrambling out of there. But scavengers must have dragged the corpse away. I was really young then, and I couldn't have swung that shovel hard had it been necessary. Our back field that led to the great grove still had elf burial mounds on them when I was in grade school. But I had only learned that's what they were as an adult, long after the combines and tractors had flattened them into the field. I started going there with my cousin, strength in numbers. We would follow the shelter belt planted in a long, winding, complex patterns and sigils hundreds of years ago by the elves who once owned these lands. Lots of interesting finds along the shelter belt. Old ceramic teacups from the 1800s, an old wagon wheel, just the top part sticking above the ground, the wood warped by weight of the weather and years. Saw my first porn images as torn out pages fluttering in the wind, caught on tree branches, waving like flesh flags. Tree snakes and tree frogs, little dugouts at the base of the bigger trees made by coyotes, but as a child I thought they were fairy shelters. Me and my cousin Harry Hard would walk to the edge of the grove, but not enter. Strange animal calls, woody bush flutterings,